Good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our candlelight service with caroling and the reading of the Christmas story. So we're going to ask the sound booth if they would pull up the words to "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." That's 399 in your hymnal. And if you're able to stand, stand with us and let your light shine. Way in the manger. Yeah. ask, got some members of the praise team, Sister Karen and Sister Tabitha, why don't y'all come and I just wanted some beautiful ladies on.
Holy night, holy Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
No.
Beautiful star, Bethlehem.
I don't go.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star. The land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Over the mountain, still the break of dawn. Into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star.
Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed of good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine. Brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star, beautiful
star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Hark the herald angels.
Yep.
Hark the
I have different verses than y'all.
Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, laid in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb.
Maybe it's a clapper. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor over Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. All right, all of our kids come up now. We're going to sing Joy to the World. Y'all are going to lead the congregation tonight.
See.
It's hot. Wait a minute. Anybody else? Okay.
Nobody else is coming?
Microphone on.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
Sabbath, if you and Sister Karen would come around, I think we can do. How many knows we need to tell the good news that Jesus Christ is born? Man. Y'all stand. Sound better when you stand. Sing that verse again, or that chorus. Why don't you just step out of your pew, go over and fellowship with somebody and tell them Merry Christmas, and to go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Can we just take a little time of fellowship? Tell it on the mountain. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming tonight. We've had a glorious and a wonderful day today. I've had so many positive comments about the Christmas play this morning and what a wonderful job everybody did, and especially the young folks. They just raved about how good a job that they did. So we're so thankful for that group coming up and getting really involved in church, and looking forward to seeing some more from that group. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to wish you all a very safe and happy Merry Christmas and a wonderful Happy New Year. And we will be having Wednesday night service here. We will have regular service, but we will not be having a service on Christmas Day. There will be no service Christmas morning or Christmas evening. I know a lot of families are choosing that time to get together, and rightfully so, but just keep that in mind. So without anything else to do, we'll dismiss. And first of all, I know that's a candlelight service and we've sang caroling, but we would never, ever want to dismiss this service without giving you an opportunity. If you need prayer tonight, we still believe that our Savior is able to heal. So if you need prayer, come forward at this time and we will pray with you. Is there anyone in the congregation who needs prayer tonight? Some of you would, if you gather around, let's pray for you. could we get as many as we could to stand up here to get a family photo of these? Everybody just kind of line up and maybe make a circle around here. Some of you can stand up here, and some of you stand in front. Penny, can you make a... Hold your lights up.
And everybody, I know that you want to...
Will it mess the photo up or not? Won't be able to see? Okay. You want me to turn this... How about this backlight? Close in, y'all. Close in. Hold your light up. Everybody smile. Okay. Okay. We got a solo by him. Okay. All right. Thank y'all. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you all. Oh. Brother Thomas is going to be standing at the back if anyone wants to drop in an offering or tithe.
And everybody, please turn your candles in. And if anybody got any pictures of the program this morning, if you could text them to me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, did everybody get that? You just unscrew the top. That'll current. And Brother McCoy, where's he? Is he going to take them up back there? Brother Thomas will be standing there if you have anything to go in the offering tithe.